Hello?
Yeah, I'm sure the line got disconnected somehow. Can you hear me? Am I audible? Alright.
You're on.
The line got disconnected somehow because of some technical issues. We have arrived. So just give me a moment, okay? You just stay on the line. Let me activate the security once again. You just do a thing. Open up that Zoho Assist once again. Open up that app once again.
Oh, I'm fucking in the app, mate.
Pardon me?
I'm in the fucking app, right?
All right. Now, what exactly you can see over there, please let me know.
It says, welcome to eBay store server, mate. Fucking secure server.
All right. Okay, just stay on the stage and just give me a moment, right? Let me fix the security for you. Just give me a moment, okay? Stay on the line for a
while. I'm fucking calling you, this ain't legit.
Pardon me, sir?
I said this better be legit.
Sir, we are not from any XYZ company. In this recorded line, we are not going to ask you any of your details. According to our reports, the people who are trying to misuse your information, they're from overseas, okay? And they're trying to do this kind of fraudulent charges from your two banks. One is DS Bank and the another one is Commonwealth Bank. So I do believe you do banking with these two banks. Am I correct, sir?
That's correct. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. So we have all the details with us. That's why we call you directly, because we don't want you to charge any unwanted transaction. Now, don't do anything on your phone. Stay on the Zoho Prime Assist. Just give me a moment. Let me update the security for you so that we can go further with the security process. All right? Just give me a moment. You stay on the line for a while, okay? Just give me a moment.
Are you sure? How do I know you're not just going through all my shit, mate? You there? Are you there?
Yes, I'm there, sir. Just give me a moment. I'm working on it, right? I'm working on the security. Just give me a moment.
How do I know what security you're working on?
So there's a systematic glitch has happened, right? So just give me a moment. I'm working on the security. Just give me a moment.
What do you mean with security? How are you going to stop them from trying to get, what, like, scan the password or something?
Yes, I'm just trying to stop these fraud charges, right? So I need to remove this glitch has happened on our server. It just gives me a moment. Okay, don't close the session. I will let you know what you need to do, all right?
So you're telling me you can see my whole fucking screen right now?
And now exactly what can you see on your screen, sir? Please let me know.
What's that?
What exactly you can see on your screen?
Can't you see my screen, mate?
Yes. Look on the right hand side. Do you see any option? It says closed session. Anything like closed session?
Closed session, where the fuck is that? There's real floor in there, mate.
Just give me a moment. Look at the right hand side, top corner. Do you see any option? It says closed session or end session?
It says a red X. Am I still on the app?
Yes, click on that red X. Click on that.
End session, don't leave or leave session?
Yes, click on leave session. Click on leave session. Have you done that?
I have done that, yes.
Alright, now do you see enter session key?
Says screen broadcast, live broadcast to assist client, stop to achieve the session being ended. So I go, okay.
Yes, press on okay. Yes, press okay.
Okay, understand.
Now, do you see enter session key?
What was that?
Do you see enter session key? Do you see the option enter session key?
No, I just done that and just got 0 hours, 6 minutes, 38 seconds, chat history report.
You click on OK. You click on OK.
There's no OK, mate. There's a chat history, report, session, abuse, feedback.
Yes, press back.
Feedback?
Yeah.
No, there's no, it says chat history, report, yes. Session, abuse.
You just close feedback. That page. Yes, just close that page. You will get to see an option, enter session key.
Yes, I got that, yes.
Now you see enter session key on your screen?
I've got the enter session key, yes, mate.
Okay, now just like before you did, few minutes ago, I'm going to give you the new session key for this cancellation. Just put it there, 895.
895.
269.
9969.
Have you done that, sir?
I've done that.
Yes, now just like before, press on join session. Press on that.
This is a fucking scam or what the fuck?
Sir, we are not from any XYZ company. I showed you the things right in front of you, right? We are trying to cancel each and everything for you, for your own safety. Now click on join session. And just like before, tap on start broadcast. Tap on that.
Joining, I just pressed OK. Doesn't
yes. Press on start broadcast now.
There's no, it says I've entered in the internet key, mate.
Okay, you have put a wrong session key, right?
What was it again?
Yes, I'm confirming it once again. It's 895.
895.
269.
269.
9989.
9989. Join.
Yes, click on join.
Start session. Got it.
Yes, click on start session, then click on start broadcast. Now, after clicking on it, you will get to see the hazy background, just like before. Click on the hazy background, and you will get to see the option allow access. The blank checkbox, check in the blank box, and click on allow access.
Got it, mate.
Alright, the server has verified your ID. Now, swipe up the page from the very bottom to up, and you will back to the home page. Where you can see all your regular apps and icons. You see that?
See that, mate.
Alright. Now simply open up the settings from your end, sir. Open up your settings.
Yes, open, mate.
Yes. Now scroll down the page. Over there, you will get to see an option. You will get to see an option, display and brightness.
What was that, sir?
Scroll down the page a little bit, you will get to see an option display and brightness.
Display and brightness.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes, tap on that. Over there, you will get to see an option, it says auto lock. Scroll down the page after clicking on display and brightness.
Auto lock, 30 seconds.
Yes, click on auto lock and make it never. Make it never.
What?
For the activation of the security. Right now, you're connected with the eBay Secure server, so just click on never. Now, have you done that, sir? Alright. Now, press the back button. Press the back.
I'll press the back button, mate.
Do that again, and go to the settings, where you can see all the options. And scroll to the top, where you can see your name. Scroll to the top, you will be able to see your name.
Yep.
Click on your name.
Got it.
Have you clicked on your name?
Yes, I have.
Yes. Now, after clicking on that, you will get to see an option, name, phone number, email. Give a touch on that. And just after that, you will get to see some of your basic information will come up, okay? Now, I'm just confirming you those details which we have recorded in our server. Your full name is Jade Hales, and your email address is jhconcreting94@gmail.com. And your DOB, it means your date of birth, is 22/3/1994. So these are the basic information these overseas people are using so that they can try to be pretending to be you. They're using your identity details for making the fraud charges. Okay. Now the thing is that as because they're using your identity information, you're not getting any kind of notification regarding these charges. Now just press the back button once again, you will get to see an option, payment and delivery.
Payment delivery, yes.
Yes, tap on that and you will be able to get to see your card information and your billing address. Please check if your information are correct or not.
That is correct, right?
Do you see your card information? Do you see your card? Tap on your card. Do you see your card?
Do you have a card on it? Finish up.
Yes. Do you see your card, sir?
Yeah, I can see it.
Yes, tap on your card. Over there, just check the billing addresses and other options, okay, other information. Have you done that?
No.
Have you clicked?
No.
Okay, take your time. Yes. After clicking on payment and delivery, you will get to see your card, your Visa card.
Well, that. Yeah, that if I want to click on the fucking card numbers for you, man.
You tap on your card. This is your card, which is ending with 4440. Tap on that. And just after that, you will get to see your basic information. Do you see that?
Yeah, I can see it.
Your billing address and other things. Is it completely okay or not? Just check the billing address first of all.
Where's the billing address? Billing address.
Alright.
That's correct.
Okay. Alright. The thing is that what the hackers did, they hacked your IP address, okay? Your internet ID through which they're changing your billing addresses from their end, okay? So that they can pretend that you are in California in the United States. And they can do some kind of payment. Now, I do believe you check your banking statements, right, sir? You do check your banking statements of your Commonwealth and your DS Bank?
Yes.
Yes. Please check the statements of last 3 days of each of your banks. If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is $1, please let me know so that we can make a report on it and we can block those charges which are trying to be done by the hacker. All right? You just come to the home screen first of all. First, come to the home screen of your phone.
Yes.
Now the way you check your statements, please check. Check your banks one by one.
Are you fucking sure?
You just check your statements from your end. If you see any unknown transactions, please let me know, sir, okay? I'm on the line, man.
I'm not logging onto my bank with you. You can see my fucking bank, man.
We are not allowed to see anything. I'm completely blind from my end. I'm just guiding you up over the phone, sir. All right? I'm not able to see anything.
What's your name again?
My name is Alex William, and I'm from the anti-fraud department of eBay Customer Support.
Whereabouts do you live?
Pardon me?
Whereabouts do you live?
We are from the headquarters of Sydney. I'm from Sydney, sir.
So you don't need to log into my bank.
You have to take it from your own end, sir. Don't need to tell me any of your information or your balance, okay? You just check your banking. Just check the last 3 days' statements of all your accounts. If you see any unknown transaction, please tell me about that transaction only. Apart from that, you don't have to tell me anything over this call. This call is getting recorded for time. Check both of your banks, the Commonwealth and your GS Bank, okay? Check the statements of both of your banks. And don't need to share any of your information over the call. Please do it from your end. Don't make any mistake on your while you're logging to your bank, okay? Or if your bank will block your account.
I fucking did that 3 times instead, mate.
You just check all your statements.
Statements? How do I check my statements, mate?
Yes, check the statements of last 3 days, okay? And don't need to share any of your information over the call.
What much am I looking for?
Just check all your statements. If you see any unknown transaction or any kind of international transaction, if you even see any unknown transaction, even if it is a $1, please let me know, okay? Are you checking the statement?
Very nice.
Have you checked all these statements? Do you see any unknown transactions, sir?
I'm in the fucking back to the start of January, mate.
Okay, okay. Do I think simply log out and check your another bank. Log out and check your another bank.
Mate, this is tough as fuck to me.
Just take your time.
What do you mean, take my time?
I mean, just take your time and check your statements thoroughly, okay? Don't need to hurry up.
Okay, hurry up.
If you don't see any transaction, please let me know. Have you checked the statement, sir?
I'm checking in.
Okay, alright. If you don't see any transaction, you can simply log out from there, okay?
When was this taken out, this money?
We received the order request yesterday night around 10:30. We put this transaction on hold. You don't need to worry about this. You haven't been charged for $299, okay? So you are just checking the statement. If you see any unknown transaction in last 3 days, all right?
In the last 3 days, I'm back to the call for the second right now.
All right, you can simply log out then, simply log out, and open up the Google from your end, okay? Open up the Google.
Google, man. This is fucking out of control.
Now, on the Google, type on the search bar, my, M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
Hey, mate.
Leave a space. Then type number 1, numerical 1.
Yes.
Then P as in Paris, T.
Yes.
Now, do you see any option coming up? It is my 1P address location.
Yes.
Tap on that. Have you done that, sir?
Yes.
Now, just after that, do you see any option coming up? It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here. Not VPN. Do you see that? Tap on that one. Okay. Now, first of all, tell me, do you know anything about IP address? What IP address exactly is, sir?
IP address. Not really too sure, but...
Okay, I will tell you. No need to worry. So, IP address means internet protocol address in which you're using your internet line at the moment. Each and every device has their own IP address for securing the network. All right. Whatever the internet activities you do on online, all of the information gets kept under your IP address. Now, the thing is that, according to the reports, no one is allowed to use your IP address. But if someone gets into your IP address, they will be able to access all your information as well as all of your personal details. Okay. Now, scroll to the top of your screen. At the very top, you will get to see a small black bar.
Small black box.
Yes. It is your IP and your status. First click on cross. First click on the cross. Now look at the top of your screen. This is your IP and your status at the very top.
Yeah, it says unprotected.
Your status says unprotected, right? Right. Now the thing is that, look at the middle of your screen. Do you see any red alert has been given to you? Any alert has been given to you?
What was that?
Do you see any alert has been given to you on your screen, like your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else trying to spy on your connection? Do you see anything like that?
Yes, I see that, yes.
Okay. So it's very, very clear, sir, that someone from overseas is trying to compromise your IP address and they're trying to get connected to you. And for that reason, your IP is unprotected at the moment. So the thing is that your internet security firewall has been disabled by them. And because of that, they're able to access your information of your banking as well as your personal details. Okay? Now, what we need to do, we need to block all these fraudulent activities trying to be done. And we need to cancel all the fraud charges also, which is trying to be done in our platform and in any other platform. So, let me talk to the security officer. What are the further security steps we need to take? I will let you know. All right?
Yeah.
You just swipe up the page, come back to the home screen first of all, and open up the Zoho app.
Yes, it's open.
Have you opened it?
It's open, yes.
Okay. Now, just like before, we given you the security, all right? You will get to see the red cross at the right-hand side top?
Yes.
Yes, click on that red cross.
Leave session.
Yes, click on leave session. Have you done that?
I have, yes.
Now what I'm going to do, as because this is a case of an identity theft and your IP is trying to be compromised, okay? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply help you to connect to the NCA department, National Crime Branch Department. The security officer from there going to help you to protect your IP and to protect all of your information, okay? Now the thing is that you have to cooperate with them in each and every manner because they're the government agents. They're not from any private company. You understand my point, sir?
Yes.
All right. Now, what exactly you can see on your screen, please let me know.
This is screen broadcast. Okay, I'll go to application.
Yes, click on end session. Tap on end session.
Tap on what?
Do you see end session or closed session? What do you see on your screen?
I got no closed session, mate.
Yes. Now, what do you see end session key just like before?
What was that?
Do you see enter session key?
No. Yes. What is it?
Do you see enter station key now?
Yes, I can see it.
Alright, just give me a moment. Let me generate the security code for you from the NCA department. You just give me a moment, okay? And can you just confirm me, sir, for the securities, can you just confirm me, in past few days, Have you used any sort of public Wi-Fi, like any public restaurant or any library or any shopping market?
Aye, I have not been anywhere.
Okay, all right.
Not used any Wi-Fi from any kind of fucking nothing, mate.
All right. All right, just give me a moment. We are generating the security codes for you. You stay on the line.
Are you there, sir? Yes.
Okay, I'm giving you the ID number. It's 706.
Yes.
I just erase the 706. Just erase it.
Yes. Oh my God. Yep.
You erase the 706.
I did, yes.
I'm confirming the ID. It's 834.
Yep.
273. 8361. Now, just confirm the ID from your end, sir, before you click somewhere.
834.
Uh-huh.
That's incorrect, apparently.
It's 834-273-4361. Have you typed in that?
4361 now.
Yes.
You said 8 before, mate.
Now tell me the ID from your end once again.
I've got it. Start session.
Yes, click on start session. And then click on start broadcast, just like before you did.
How many times are we going to do this?
Sir, right now we are connecting you with the NCA department, right? The National Crime Agency. They're going to help you out with the cancellation, and they're going to help you to protect your IP. Now click on the blurry background, click on the HD background, and tap, and check in the blank box and tap on allow.
Right, it's done.
Yes. Alright, the server has verified it. Now I'm simply going to transfer this call to the security officer of the NCA department, the National Crime Agency. They're going to help you to protect your IP, your internet line, as well as they're going to help you to secure your identity details and your information which have been used for doing fraud transactions from your bank. Okay, so now just give me a moment. I will simply transfer this call to the headquarters of NCA. Just stay on the line. He will be on the line with you. All right? Just give me a moment. Yeah, and it's lovely to have a word with you, sir. It's my pleasure. Just give me a moment.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Thanks for being on hold. This is Rowan Davis from the NCA department. And I do believe I'm talking to Mr. Jed Harris.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. So how are you doing today, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'm going all right. Fucking, I don't know. It's fucking stupid phone call.
Like, what happened?
Hey?
what happened? Like, did you understand each and everything what my colleague was trying to explain to you?
I can definitely understand what he's talking about.
Okay, let me just make you understand one more time. The thing is that we have just found in the last couple of days there will be two suspicious charge has been made. One from the eBay for $299.99, another will be from the PayPal for $199.99. So as we have just simply found some suspicious charges from that eBay, from that PayPal, so that's why you have just simply got the call or got the confirmation regarding to this. So do you have just simply give your card to any of your friends and family members in the last couple of days who can just use it?
Never.
Because I just want to explain you something. The charges has been made from the Commonwealth account, all right? Now let me just confirm you the account. Yeah. Let me just confirm you the account number, which is ending with 5884. The amount has been charged from the account ending with 5884. So you need to just confirm me, like, do you have any account with the Commonwealth, which is ending with 5884?
I don't know at the moment.
No, you just try to check and please confirm me.
Five, eight, eight, four, you reckon?
Yeah.
Ending in.
Yeah, no, ending with 8-4.
5884. Yes, I have an account that ends in 5884.
Yes. So that's these two suspicious charges have been made of that 5884. So what we have just done, we have not released that amount. Okay, we have just put the red flag onto that amount, and that's why those charges are pending. And once we just cancel it, or once we just simply release it, then it will be coming up onto your statement, right? Because we have just found this, there are two suspicious charges which have been made from the Mountain View, California. So that's why we just put a red flag onto it, and we have just simply connected you to just simply verify the things. All right. And once you just get logged into the account, the security server we have just found onto your Commonwealth, there are 6 to 7 foreign IP had been connected, okay? So what we need to do, we need to block all this foreign IP address so that we can just simply catch them and put them behind the bars. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So for the time being, what we have decided, we have just simply started the firewall security onto your different account from the Commonwealth. So apart from that 5884, do you have any other account which is ending with 5876?
And in which one?
5876, which is your main account.
Yes,
right? Yes.
That is my main account, yes.
And the debit card which is connected to that account, 5876, or it is connected to 5884?
They're the same fucking one.
Okay, 5876, right?
5876 is my main one, yes.
Yeah. So what we have just decided, we are just going to start the firewall security inside your 5876 account. So for the time being, what you need to do, so once we start, once you got the message from that security department that the firewall shield has been activated, what you need to do, you need to, for the time being, you need to just simply move the phone onto your 5876. So what will happen? The IP address which are getting inside your 5884 account, they are going to be active and they are just going to jump onto your 5876 to just cancel the security layer. And at the same point of time, we will just got their IP address and we will going to simply trace them from which locations they are trying to do. Understand my point?
So,
what? Yeah.
No, I don't know. What did you say? Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I have just simply told you that we are going to just start the security onto your 5876. So once you got the message, will be coming up for the security activated onto your 5876. So what you need to do, sir, for the time being, you need to move some of your phones from your 5876 8-4 to your 5876. So what will happen, once you move some of the phones, the hackers or the IP address, which are inside your 5884 account, they will going to jump onto that 5876, so they can just simply break our firewall security. And once they will get inside it, we will get their IP location, and we will just got their location from where they are just trying to do that. Understand?
So you're telling me you're going to put all my fucking money into this other account?
No, 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 not your whole, not your whole. I'll just let you know some of your phones. Okay, not your whole phone. For just, we can just detect or we can just deceive those IP addresses, all right?
So you're going to put $5 or something in there?
I beg your pardon?
So I'm just going to put $5 into my fucking other account?
No, no, let me just tell you. I'm not telling you to move your whole phone. Suppose you have 10,000, you can just move it there 4,000 or 5,000 like that. Okay. So that once you are just moving, because a small food are not going to attract the big fishes. You need to understand that. So that's why if we just put or if we throw big food, huge food onto the river, the large fishes will be getting attracted. So that is the same thing. You're not sending it to anybody. All right. So don't get about anything related to that.
So how much fucking money am I asking to have to fucking transfer to my other account is what I'm getting to?
You can just move it 50% or 60%, not more than that.
$60?
No, no, no. Whatever the amount you have, you can just move your 50% of the amount or 60%.
I can't hear you, mate.
I'll just let you know. Just give me a moment. Give me a moment. Let me start the security first, and then I'll let you know. So just give me a moment. Once you receive any message, please do let me know. Now, open up your Zoho application. Like, do you got any message?
In my messages?
No, no, your Zoho application, where you connected to the security team.
Firewall shield is going to be activated inside your AC ending with blah, 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 yes.
Okay, so you go to your home screen,
okay.
And log into your Commonwealth.
I'll fucking end, mate.
Okay. So once you log into your Commonwealth, yeah, so what we have, because while we just simply checking the transactions has been coming out from your account ending with 5884, so we have just got a rough idea about the available balance onto the account. It's nearby 6,000 or 7,000, correct?
That is correct, mate. How do you know that?
Okay. Yeah, because the account has been getting charges from that account, so that is the reason for verifying the transactions. We need to just simply got the information. That's why I'm confirming you all the information from my end. I'm not asking you your details or provide me any of the details. So what you need to do, suppose you need to move 4,000 from your account, from your 5884 to your 5876. You're just moving it onto your own account, so that we can just activate the cell and helping you to just blocking those IP address. Understand?
So how much money am I fucking... Oh, fucking dude. You're fucking sure?
Near about 4,000, you need to move it onto your own account. Why you are just smiling, I'm not understanding, sir. You're not giving any information to anybody else. Are you understanding?
Sort of, but not really.
We are just simply putting a trap onto your account, which is ending with 5876. So once you are going to move your phone, some of your phones onto that account, what will happen, those people are going to be active onto your 5884. And they will just try to block our security, which we are going to put it onto your 5876. And that's how we will be able to catch them. I'm not telling you to sending those phones to anybody.
So, why hasn't my Commonwealth Bank contacted me?
Because the thing is that we are already from the anti-fraud department. That's why this call has been converted to the anti-fraud department. Once we just provide you the transactions, we will just connect this call to the Commonwealth Security so that they will just simply put those things onto it. Because we need to generate the transactions, which we have put it on hold. We need to cancel it, and that's why. It is not just about your account. It is about your information, which has been getting exposed. You need to understand that.
$4,000 into the other account.
Sorry?
You want me to transfer $4,000 into my other account?
Yeah, you are just transferring it onto your own account. Not any different account.
That's the most selfish thing I've ever fucking heard of, mate.
You are just transferring it for your own safety. You are not transferring it to any other's account.
It's done, for fuck's sake.
Okay, it's done? All right. Okay, okay. So just give me a moment. Let me just check the security, all right? Now, what you need to do, look at the left-hand side, very top corner. Can you see there will be the name, your name, in the circle?
Yes, mate. That is my fucking name, yep.
Yeah. Click on that, and there will be any options called accounts and security, anything like that. Accounts and security.
Uh-huh, yes.
Click on that, accounts and security.
I have.
Yeah, now you need to just look for there will be any options like your debit card or your MasterCard is showing you over there. Try to check. Is there any options?
Any options?
Related to your debit card or the MasterCard, which you have get from the Commonwealth.
What am I clicking on?
You need to look about your MasterCard. There will be the MasterCard, any options you can see?
PIN, base ID, location, base security, log off, fucking register the void, fucking learn more about to keep your app and safe secure.
Okay. So you do one thing. You just do one thing. Go to the left-hand side top corner. Give a click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow. And you, for the time being, just simply do one thing. You just simply log out from your account. You have just moved the thing, and we need to wait for it. In the meantime, I am just going to just showing you whether your details has been protected or not. You log out from your account.
Log off?
Yeah, log off from your account. You just log off. Now, what you need to do, you need to open the Google. You need to just open the Google, sir.
Okay, you got it, man. It is open.
Now, once you open the Google, what you can see, sir, just do let me know.
Just come up with me fucking stupid IP address and shit, mate.
This is not, like, this is the IP address which has been getting converted. You can see that. And now you just simply click on the Google. You just simply click on the search panel at the very top where you see something called NordVPN.com at the very top. Delete that panel and make it empty for you.
Empty.
Yeah, make it empty. Now once you make it empty, what you need to do, you need to just type in there W for whiskey, letter W.
What was that?
W for whiskey.
Okay.
Yeah, the number 3.
Yes.
Then C for Charlie, letter C.
Yes.
Then, can you see any options coming up? W3C validator like that? W3C yes. Validator? Click on that. W3C validator.
Do it.
Yeah, and do you see any options? Very first option. Coming up like that, the W3C markup validation service.
Yes.
Give a click on that, the W3C markup validation service. The first option, very first option. Now, let me make you understand. Yeah, just let me make you understand. Markup validation service is a platform which has been designed by the engineers of our department, of the anti-fraud department, so that every people can use it and just verify all the things. And the thing is that we got disconnected, the security disconnected. Can you just, for the meantime, you swipe your screen bottom to top, sir? Swipe your screen bottom to top. Go to your home screen. Did you go to your home screen, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. And there will be something with the green application called Assist Client. Open that Zoho Assist Client. Open that. Did you open that Assist Client?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what you can see there, what you can see?
It just says screen broadcast, okay, get okay. Application, and it fucking...
Yeah, go to application, press go to application.
And it just goes, something went wrong, do you want to restart session?
Yeah, click on close or X, press on close or X. Due to your network issues, that's why we got disconnected, click on X or close. And the ID has been getting expired.
Yes. There's an enter session number.
Yeah, I'm just providing you the session key, the security ID number. Just give me a moment. Now put the number 427.
Yes.
248.
Yes.
0024.
Yes.
Now read the number first for me.
427248 2024.
No, it's 0024. 0024.
You just said 2 before, mate.
No, I have just told you 427248 0024.
Right, I got it.
Okay. Now click on join. Then press on start now, then start broadcast, and once you see any hazy side, just do let me know.
Come here, mate. Got it.
Okay. So tap on the hazy side at the background, and then you will get to see at the very bottom, there will be a tick mark box. You need to tick that box, then click on allow or accept, whatever the option is coming up. Yeah. Now go to your home screen, swipe your screen bottom to top, go to your home screen and open that Google page which you have just minimized. Open that Google page.
Yeah.
Now let me make you understand, validator has been made by the engineers of the NCA department so that every people just verify their identity, like how it has been misused, or you, if you receive any errors and warnings messages onto your card, onto your information, you can just validate it. And whatever I'm going to tell you to put it and to verify yourself, you did not need to tell me anything over the phone. So please zoom in that page a little bit, page, and check at the top, there will be an option called validate by file upload, validate by URI, or validate by direct input. It will be at the top, go to the top.
Yeah.
What you can see now? Can you see there are three options, validate by URI, validate by file upload, validate by direct input?
Yes.
Yeah, click validate by direct input, press on that.
The last one.
Yeah, the last one.
Direct input.
Yeah, click on that, validate by direct input.
Yes.
Now, once you click on that, validate by direct input, it will be providing you a long box, which is just helping you to validate your card, which is connected to your Commonwealth, all right? And once you just put there, and you can just click on check, you will get to see is there any errors or any warnings messages registered over there. That simply means how many times your card has been getting misused. So click on that white box. Click on that white box.
Yes.
Yeah. You need to click on the white box where the box is empty. What you can see now?
just come up, jump to errors, booking, validation. Sorry.
Oh, that means you made a mistake. Go back to the previous pacer. First, you need to put the things, then you need to check, and then it will be providing you the results. Click on the white box.
Click on the white box, yes.
Yeah, and be handy with the debit card which you have from the Commonwealth, sir.
I don't have it on me, no.
Sorry?
I don't have it on me.
No, no, do you have the card? Do you have the card of the Commonwealth with you right now?
I do, yes.
Yeah. So you need to just, I'll guide you what you need to do, put, and you need to put it by your own. Do not tell me anything over the phone because this call has been recorded for the quality and training purpose. So you need to click on that white box and type your full name, the way it has been written on your card. Yeah.
Well done.
First, you put your full name, the way it has been written onto your onto your card.
Getting there, mate.
Okay. Try to get the card first.
My name, you reckon?
I beg your pardon?
My name, you fucking reckon, put on there.
Okay. So you, once you put your name, now once you put your name, did you press anything, sir? First you listen to me, sir. First you listen to me. Go to the, go, no, no, wait, wait. Now once you put your name, press on return. Onto your keyboard, press on return. Look on the keyboard, press on return, right in bottom corner.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you press on return, just below your name, can you see the long digit number over there? The 16 digit number over there.
Can't hear you, sorry, what was that, man?
I beg your pardon?
I can't hear you, what?
Do you see, onto your card, there will be the long 16 digit number, long number.
On my card?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put that in.
Yeah, put that in, which is starting with 5. Put that in.
Yeah, I can start with 4, that's for sure. Do you know the rest of it?
I beg your pardon?
Do you know the rest of it?
What did I know?
Do you know the rest of this number?
We are not authorized to provide you the number over the line, sir, because this is your personal details.
Yeah, got it. So,
yeah, oh, you put that number. Click on return. Yeah. Click on return. There will be at the bottom called return.
Yes.
Now, just below the card, there will be an expiry date. Can you see an expiry date?
Yes.
Yeah, put the expiry date. Now, did you put the expiry date?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just press on return. Press on return.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you press on return, flip that card. There will be 3-digit number. Can you see that?
Yes. Yeah. Press it. In
yeah. Okay. You just put it. Just give me a moment. Now. Just wait for a second. Now just click on done. Press on done. Now can you see there will be errors and warnings, anything like that? Errors and warnings like that?
Warning?
Yeah, warnings, errors. While you put your details, it's showing you errors, warnings onto your card. And how many times you can see? It is showing you the serial number, like 3, 4, 5, 6. How many times you can see?
Which one? The error?
The errors and the warnings, all together. All together.
1, 2, 3.
It's 3 times. So you have understood that your card has been used for the 3 times. So go back to your home screen. Now what we have just... we have found a hacker. To distract those hackers, we are going to just sending you a cancellation code, okay? You are going to get any random messages or the purchase has been going to be cancelled either for, because we need to distract those people, and as you have just simply transferred the amount, the hackers will getting distracted. And now you are going to receive a bogus code related to charges which we are going to be cancelled for the random amount, such as it is showing you 500, such as it is showing you 1,000, such as it will be showing you 1,200, like that. So if you're going to receive any message, you just do let me know. Wait for a second. And once you got any message, you need to write the code in a piece of paper, which we are just going to cancel. So be with me.
Okay.
Now wait for a second. And we have just got a confirmation that on your card there will be an issue. When was the last time you used that card, sir, which have you just simply try to verify?
Oh, I just used it yesterday, mate.
You have just used it yesterday?
Yeah, I've used this card yesterday.
Yeah, because there will be a possibility you put something wrong onto that box to just verify it. Why can't you do one thing, sir? You can just simply take the clear picture of the card and we can just start the security. You just do one thing, you open up the camera first. You just open up the camera.
The camera?
Yeah. Now, once you scan the card... Sorry?
I haven't done anything. I've put in the right shit, mate.
There will be a possibility that the numbers are coming wrong or whatever the ticket should put it. You take you take the front side picture of the card?
Of course, I did.
Okay, now flip your card, take the back side picture.
Fuck me, mate.
Yeah.
You fucking sure? Staking.
Okay, now you just open up the picture so that we can start the security. Open up the picture.
Look, they're open. Pictures are fucking open.
Okay, you need to open the second picture now. Just open the second picture.
Right, brother.
Oh, you just opened the second picture. All right. Now, you just delete the picture from your end.
You've already got them, mate.
I beg your pardon?
I said you've already got them if you fucking needed them. Fuck.
Because we have just started the scanning. You have not provided your card to anybody, all right? So just give me a moment. Let me just check. And we have just found one of the IP locations of the people who are just trying to misusing it, all right? Now just give me a moment. And when was the last time you just purchased something from online? Have you ever used or have you ever purchased something from online?
From where?
Online, like from any of the websites, like from Amazon or Sainsbury or Happy. Have you ever purchased anything from your card?
Maybe like fucking 8 months ago or something.
8 months ago. All right. Okay. Just let me just check.
I can't remember.
Okay.
It would have been a while ago. Might have been last year. Yeah, might have been 12 months ago.
Okay, just give me a moment. So first of all, what I need to do, I need to generate the cancellation code for you so that we can cancel the charges. You just log in to the Commonwealth. Let me generate the transaction ID. Let me generate it.
I'm going to log into Commonwealth.
Yeah, you log into the Commonwealth, sir. Now, once you log into the Commonwealth, yeah, because I have already mentioned you there are two suspicious charges, 299.99 and 199.99. we need to make it cancel, which has purchased from the online shopping. So look at the bottom. Can you see something called pay over there? Pay with the dollar sign.
Yes.
Yeah, click on that. And do you see any options like cardless, cash and deposit? Can you
yes.
see that? Click on
yes.
that. Now, what options has been coming up once you press cardless, cash and deposit?
That's all it comes up, cardless, cash and deposit.
Oh, yeah. Click on cardless cash. It will be generating the code for the cardless code, which you need to write it down. So what has been coming up?
Turn on notifications.
Yeah. Click on go to settings. Press on go to settings. Onto the settings,
yeah.
there will be any notification. Can you see any option called notification?
Just says notifications. And see
yeah, click on that.
Hit.
Yeah, click on notifications and allow notification. You need to turn it on so that you will get each and everything. So you go to your home screen now. Go to your home screen and open the Commonwealth application one more time. And this time it will be allowing you to generate the code. Click on the pay at the bottom. Press on the pay.
Yes.
Now click on cardless cash and deposit. Press on cardless cash and deposit. And click on cardless cash. Now the first charge is, look at the bottom. Do you see any arrow at the bottom? Can you see at the bottom
arrow?
Yeah, press
yes.
the arrow two or three times. Press the arrow three or four times. And do you see any okay, got it like that? Okay, got it.
What was that, sir?
Okay, got it. Press on okay, got it. Yeah, now wait for a second. Now, overall the charges is for 500. Can you see any options for amount or enter an amount?
Enter an amount, yes.
Click on enter an amount. So we are just going to generate the code for the cancellation for 500. And at the bottom, do you see any amount section is coming up? Select it for 500 because the two charges overall, it's about 500. Select it for 500.
500 is the max you can fucking get.
No, no, it will be just generating the code for you. You can write the code. And within 30 minutes, the charges will going to be canceled. And look at the bottom. Do you see any option called enter description?
Yes.
Click on enter description because they have using the online shopping. So select, there will be an option called shop. Press on shop.
Shop, yes.
Yeah. Now click on done. Press on done.
Yes.
Now click on right hand top corner. Is there any option called next or continue like that? Next or continue?
Yes.
Now press
confirm.
Press on confirm.
Yes.
Now it will be generating C code. Something will came up like C code. Once you see C
yeah.
code, press on C code. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
click on C code. Yeah. And go to your home. Press on home. At the left hand side, bottom corner, there will be an option called home. Press on home. Now can you see the code?
Okay.
Yeah. Code has been getting activated for 30 minutes. So write down the code. That pin, like there will be a 4-digit pin. You need to just write down the pin in a piece of paper. Okay, and then log out from your account. Log out from your account. Just simply log off.
Log off. Log
now
off.
Go to your home screen. Go to your home
yeah,
screen.
On it.
Yeah. Now once you go to your home screen, open the Google one more time. Open the Google.
Google Drive tonight.
Okay. Now again, because we have started the security, we have just getting disconnected one more time. So wait, do not go to the Google. You need to open that assist client, that Zoho, where you see the technician has been connected. Open that.
Got it, nice.
Yeah. So what you can see now, onto that Zoho.
Says it. Your technician has ended this session.
Yeah, it has been getting disconnected. So click on close or click on X. There will be an option called X or close.
Just come up with another thing. Screwed broadcast. Live broadcast is this client has stopped due to the session being ended by the technician. Okay, okay.
Yeah, press on OK. Press on OK.
And then exit.
Yeah. So what
press on exit at the bottom.
Yeah.
All right.
So once you press on OK, just do let me know.
Yeah, press it.
You pressed it? Now just give me a moment. Yeah, do you see any enter session key like that? Any enter session key?
No.
What has been coming up? Just tell me.
It's on demand remote support, mate.
It's on X. There will be X. X sign.
I've got my intercession key is up, mate.
Yeah, so I'm just providing you the intercession key. Just give me a moment.
Can I apply $500?
Okay. Yeah. No, it has been just cancelled, and I just told you the amount has been hidden. So you just write down the code 765.
7 what?
765.
765.
235.
235.
4973.
4973.
You repeat the number 765-235-4973.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Join?
Yeah, press and join.
Well, start session, mate.
Yeah. And once you see the hazy area, tap on the hazy area. And just simply tick that box and allow. Okay?
Allowed it, mate.
Yeah.
So I start broadcast.
Yeah. Press on start broadcast. Now tap on the hazy area.
Yeah, mate, just done.
Okay. Now tap on the hazy area and tick that box and allow. There will be at the tick mark box at the very bottom, press on allow. Now go to your home screen, sir. Go to your home screen. Now I want to just simply explain you that the amount is already been charged, okay? And that's why we have just generate the code, and this time that 500 code has been just showing you on to that statement that 500 has already been charged and we have just cancelled it. Within 30 minutes, the amount will be reversed back to your account, okay? So nothing to be worried about, all right? Because you have not shared the code. This is the code generated for your own protection. So for the time being, what you need to do, sir, because I just want to ask you, can you just log into your Greater Bank? Can you just log into that?
My what?
Greater Bank, your GS Bank. Can you just log into your GS Bank? Yeah.
Why?
Because we need to protect the GS Bank either, sir. We need to protect the GS Bank either.
Well, they haven't even tried to use this one.
Sorry?
Have they tried to use this bank?
I beg your pardon?
I said, have they tried to use this bank?
Okay. Because, and have you ever transferred your funds from your Commonwealth to your GS Bank or from your GS Bank to your Commonwealth Bank?
What was that?
Like, have you ever, in the past couple of days, did you ever transfer your funds from your Commonwealth to your GS or to GS to your Commonwealth Bank? Is it interlinked?
My phone.
No, you are not understanding. I'm asking you, did you ever transfer your funds from your Commonwealth Bank to your GS Bank or from your GS Bank to your Commonwealth Bank?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And do you remember, what is the daily limit of your GS Bank, sir? What is the daily limit of your GS Bank?
$1,000, mate.
$1,000?
$1,000, mate.
$1,000, alright. So what we need to do, because there will be some problem onto the card of the Commonwealth, so we need to protect your GS Bank account and your GS Bank card either. So you just simply do one thing, simply go to log into your GS Bank. Log into your GS Bank because we have just cancelled the two transactions and we have detected one IP address. So what we need to do, there are three or four IP addresses more. We need to block them completely. Okay. Now the thing is that I just want to just ask you, which is your main account onto your GS Bank? The account which is 5726.
That is it.
Sorry?
That's the one.
That's the one, like the 5726, correct?
That is it, mate.
Yeah. So what you need to do for the time being, what you need to do to protect each and everything, to block the things, you need to move that funds from your Commonwealth to your own GS account so that we can protect the card and we can protect the account. So you go to your home screen. Now log into your Commonwealth. And the 500 which we have just simply cancelled right now, it will be reversed back within 30 minutes to your account. We have just cancelled it at 1:23 and it will be coming up very shortly. So you just go to your account.
Yeah, now what,
yeah. So now what you need to do, you can just check the statement that cancellation has been made. That's why the 500 amount has been just simply hidden from your account, because they have tried to take it out and we put the red flag, and that's why it has been just going to be cancelled and it will be reversed back to your account within 30 minutes. So what you need to do for the time being, you need to move your funds to your GS account so that we can protect the GS and we can block all the IP address. So you can do one thing, you can click on the pay at the bottom, Did you press on pay?
Yes.
Now can you see, pay someone, like any option, pay someone?
Yes, nice.
Yeah, and check your GS Bank account details. That 726, you got the GS Bank account?
Yeah.
Yeah, click on that. Your GS Bank account. Yeah, because we have just moved that 4,000, so 500 has been hidden, so you need to move 3,500. Put it 3500. Click on amount. 3500. Now click on done. Press on done. Now click on next. Now then click on pay now or transfer now. Pay now or transfer now. Now check it has been filled or not. It has been gone onto your GS Bank or not. Just try to log into your GS Bank. Yeah.
Trying to piss me off here. Fucking hell.
Now, just tell me do you receive your funds onto your GS Bank or not? Now, is the amount has been coming up onto your GS Bank? Try to log in it one more time.
In there, mate.
Okay, it is on that. So you, for the time being, and the debit card is connected to that account, which is ending with 726, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So go to your home screen.
Fucking hell, yes. Hey, mate, on your screen.
Yeah. Just give me a moment so that I can just simply help you. Now, I'm just going to connect this call to the previous guy, and he will just helping you to just validate the card the same way, okay? Just give me a moment.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. So this is Alex once again from the eBay anti-fraud department. I do believe you had a word with the security officer of the NC department, and he was providing the security update.
Yes.
Yes. So don't need to worry. All of your information is going to be secured within few minutes, within half an hour, okay? It's not going to take so long. All right. Just like before. Okay, he was giving you the security to your debit card. So just open up the Google first of all. Open up your Google.
That's nice.
Yes. Now, on the Google, please check the validator. Do you see the validator? Do you see the validator on your screen?
Yes.
Yes. Now, just look at the top of your screen. Just scroll to the top of your screen. You will get to see a white panel where you can type something. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Make it empty first of all. Make it empty. Make it empty first of all. Erase each and everything. The same thing is written over there. Now, all right. Now you need to. Now on the panel, first of all, type your name, which is written on the debit card of GS Bank. Okay. Yes. Just like before you did. First, put your name.
Yeah, man, I got my name there.
Yes. Now click on return.
Yes.
All right. Now you need to put the card number. Make sure you don't make any mistake over there. All right, sir. Put the card number.
Yes, man.
Have you put the card number?
Yes.
Yes, now click on return and put the expiry.
Yes.
Now click on return again. Now flip the card, you will get to see the three-digit number.
Yes.
After that, click on check. Scroll down the page and click on check. And if you are getting the securities like warning or errors, please let me know, okay?
Yeah, man, I got three of them.
Again, you have got the securities.
Huh?
You scroll to the top once again, scroll to the top of your screen.
Yes.
All right. Now, do you see the errors and warnings on the message filtering? Scroll to the bottom.
Yes. One warning and two errors.
It's one warning and two errors you can see, right?
Exactly the same as the other one, mate.
Okay. Alright. Okay. Now, just give me a moment. Let me talk to the security officer so that he can activate the 3D security as well on your Getter Bank card. Just give me a moment, alright? And please grab a piece of paper and a pen with you. I'm just giving you the case ID of these four charges which are trying to be done, okay? Just grab a piece of paper and a pen if you have
it. Are you actually for real?
What? I beg your pardon, sir?
If it is actually for real.
Absolutely, sir. Whatever you have seen from your own, you have seen it from your own eyes, from your own end. You can see each and everything. Right. And if you are from any fraudulent team, then we have asked your details. But we are not asking you to give any of your details, right? Whatever you're doing it from your own end. We are only guiding you up and we are giving you the security from server, alright? We are not asking you to give any of your details over the call. Alright. Now just give me a moment, sir. Let's check the update from the security officer. Alright, be on the line.
You there, mate?
Hello? Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, mate.
Alright. Now just swipe up the page, very bottom to up, and just come back to your regular home screen, where you can see all your regular apps and icons.
Yeah, it's got screen broadband, it's going cancel or stop on me.
What exactly you can see?
Screen broadcasting, stop broadcasting screen with assistant client, cancel or stop.
Okay. Alright, you just open up the Zoho Assist app. The Zoho app.
Don't let me do anything.
Have you opened up the green color application?
Mate, Zoho Assist. Up anything right now. It just says screen broadcasting. Stop broadcasting screen with assist client. Cancel or stop. I can't swipe or do anything.
Okay, just you click on stop broadcasting. Click on stop broadcasting. Have you done that?
Yes.
Alright, now what can you see on your screen?
Yes.
Okay. Now open up the green app, Zoho Assist Customer.
How long is it going to fucking take, eh?
So we are activating all the securities, right? As because this kind of things takes a time, so you have to be patient with us, alright? Just be a patient with us. We are almost done with the security. Just give us some more moment. Just open up Zoho Assist again. Open up the Zoho Assist.
That's a night.
Now what can you see? Do you see enter session key?
No, man.
What can you see?
See, that's offended.
Okay, look at the right hand side top. There is a small red cross. Tap on that cross.
There's no red cross, mate. I mean, enter session key, you right?
Okay, I'm giving you the session key. I'm generating it for you. Just give me a moment. It's 419.
419.
235.
235.
5095.
5095. 9. 9. 5.
It's 5095. Yes. Now click on join. Click on join.
Joining.
Yes. Now click on start session.
Start session.
Now click on start broadcast.
Start broadcast.
Now, once you see the hazy background, touch on the hazy background. And check in the blank box and click on allow.
California.
Have you done that, sir?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now you just swipe up the page, come back to the home screen of your phone, where you can see all your regular apps.
Yes, mate.
Yes. And now our server is going to update all the securities, okay? So you need to open up the messages, your text messages.
Text messages?
Yes, open up your text messages. You're going to receive a secure code from our department. All right. You just give me a moment. Are you on the messages right now?
Yeah.
Okay, just stay on the messages. Don't close it down. All right. Our server is activating all the possible securities so that we can stop this kind of international transactions, okay?
What was that, sir, mate?
Yeah, you just stay on the messages. All right. Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, mate.
Yes. Are you handy with your Greater Bank card?
Yeah.
All right. So just do a thing. Open up the Google once again from your end. Open up the Google.
Oh, man,
What can you see on your screen at the moment?
Close that door, man.
Have you closed down the station?
Closed down the station.
What can you see at the moment? You have closed that station. The last station. You closed it by mistake.
I did close it.
You just open up the Zoho Assist again. Open up the Zoho Assist again.
Yes.
Yes. Now what can you see on your screen?
10.
Do you see enter session key? What do you see? Do you see enter session key?
No, I can't see enter. Oh, yes, I can.
You can see enter session key?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm giving you the session key once again. It's 852-264-4535. Now tell me the ID from your end.
8526 fucking fuck if I know, mate. 8522644535.
Yes, now click on join session. Click on join session.
Yeah.
Yes. Now click on start session.
Yeah, man.
Click on start broadcast then.
Yeah, man.
Have you clicked on start? Yes. Now tap on the hazy background and check in the blank box and click on allow. Check in the blank box, click on allow. Alright, now swipe up the page, come back to the home screen and open up the Google once again. You just, okay, just zoom in the page. Just zoom in the page.
What, sir?
Just zoom in the page. Can you see your card information on your screen? Just zoom in the page and check, have you put the correct information or not? You zoom in the page.
Yes.
Make it zoom. Yes, zoom in the page.
Where? What page? What part of the fuck page?
Alright. And do you see? Each and everything is clear. Is it correct or not?
Everything's correct, man.
Alright, sir. Now just come back to the home page, swipe up the page, come back to your home screen and open up the messages from your end.
Yeah, they're open, mate.
Yes. And see on the messages, we are activating all the securities for you. Alright? You will be receiving the security code. Just give me a moment.
You there, mate?
Yes, I'm there with you, sir. You just give me a moment. I'm working on it. Just give me a moment, sir.
He's gone on. Hold on here.
Are you on the messages now?
I mean text messages, mate. Yes, I am.
Alright. And do you see, are you receiving any codes?
I'm receiving nothing, mate. Are you sure you're not trying to hack me?
We are not from the XYZ team, sir. Right. We have verified ourselves. You have showed us each and everything, and we haven't asked you any of the single details. Right. And we have confirmed each and everything from our own end. You haven't shared any of the single, yes. Each and every details has been provided by us. We haven't asked you to to give any of your information over the call, right?
You just offered both my bank details and got me to transfer money and you've taken out $500.
Yeah, it's for your own safety because the hackers were trying to get into your account. So for securing your account, we did the security procedure, okay? Now check your messages. Just check your messages. You have received the secure code. Open it.
Yes.
Yes. Now make a note of the time period code on a piece of paper.
Yes.
And just come out of it. And delete it. Delete that code, okay?
Delete the code?
Yes, delete it from your phone.
What, the message?
Yes, delete that message.
Why?
It's for your safety, sir. Just don't keep it. After making a note of that code, just delete it, alright?
Alright, what if I screenshotted it?
All right. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right. Are you there, sir? Are you on this? Are you still on the messages?
Hello. I'm here.
Okay. All right. And now just come back to the home screen where you can see all your regular apps. Come back to the home page.
That's a fucking iPad.
Are you back to the home screen of your phone, sir? Can you see all your regular apps?
I am, yes.
Okay. Now, please open up your mail. Open up your mail.
Open up the what?
Okay, just come back to the home screen where you can see all your apps. Just come to the home screen. And open up the Google. Come back to the home screen and open up the Google.
Can you see my whole fucking screen right there, sir?
Can you? All right. Now,
can you
look,
see my whole fucking screen, can you?
We are not allowed to see your screen. It's beyond the rules, okay? We can't break our protocol. All right. Now, look at the right-hand side bottom corner. Do you see any option? It says open a new tab or something.
Yes, mate.
Do you know how to open up a new tab?
Yes.
Yes, open up a new tab on Google.
No fucking tabs out there, mate.
And now, on the search bar, type the G as in Google, letter G.
Yes, Google, yes.
Then E as in actual letter E.
G-E.
Again, E as in actual letter E.
Can't hear you, mate.
Again, type the letter E. E as in actual.
I've got the letter E.
Yes, it's E. E as in Edward. E as in echo, E.
G-E.
Yes, again type the letter E.
Yes.
Then type K. K for kilo, letter K.
Can I like ring my bank and they'll tell me that some cunt tried to fucking take money out of it?
Sir, you're gonna call your bank, sir. I will tell you what you need to tell them, okay? We will give you all the fraud transactions report. And then you will give that information to your bank and they're gonna secure each and everything. Alright. We are trying our level best so that we can provide you the security because our.
Starting to fucking piss me off, to be honest.
We are not from any XYZ team, sir, you know. I showed you each and everything from my end. No, sir. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We are not from any XYZ team, sir. Right. If you have any doubt in your mind,
You can also note down my name, my email address, my job employee ID, each and everything. Please have a note down my yes, please note down my information on a piece of paper, sir.
Will, what is it?
Yes. First of all, wrote down my full name. It's Alex Williams.
Yes.
Yes, Alex. It's A-L-E-X, Alex.
Yes.
A-L-E-X, Alex. And Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, Williams.
William.
Yes. Alex Williams.
What's your address?
Pardon me, sir?
Where are you from?
I'm from the New South Wales.
New South Wales. Where in New South Wales are you from?
Yes. I'm from the headquarters of Sydney of eBay.
Headquarters of Sydney.
Sir, I'm not allowed to share my personal address, right? You need to understand that. I'm just giving you all my official information. I'm giving you all my official information to you, okay? Now, make a note of my job employee ID. It's eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yep.
7860.
Yep.
Have you not done my employee ID?
What was that, sir?
Yes. It's eBay 7860.
eBay 7860.
Yes, it's my employee ID. Now note down my desk number. In which desk I'm in. Note down my desk number.
Your desk number. What is your desk number?
Yeah. It's 5007.
5000 3007. Yep.
Now note down our headquarter address. It's Australia. SQPO. Sydney. New South Wales.
Yep.
2000.
2000.
Yeah. I will make a note of it.
Yes, I have got it.
Alright. Now, just wait for a moment. I'm just going to transfer this call to the security officer of the NCA department. He's going to talk to you with regarding the security update. All right.
So you just
don't do anything over there. You just wait. I'm just transferring this call to the security officer. Have a word with him for a while.
I don't have time for this shit, to be honest.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. This is Ron Davis. And congratulations. Yeah, there will be a good news for you that we have successfully traced down 3 foreign IP address, 2 from the New York City and 1 from the Mountain View, California, which is in the U.S. Okay. So there are 2 or 3 more to go, and then we will be finished, and each and everything will be coming up. Okay. So you need to just cooperate with the previous colleague for a few minutes so that we can just take care of the whole security procedure. All right. And at the end of the call, you are going to receive a verification email from your banking securities, each and everything regarding the phones, and each and everything will be safe and secure. Okay. Nothing to be worried about. And make sure you one thing, that from tomorrow onwards, you're not going to face any trouble. So for few minutes, like 10 to 15 minutes, you need to just cooperate with me so that we can just simply help you to upgrade the firewall field. Because there will be some rules and regulations, or there will be a time limit, because as we activated the cell, so within 2 hours, the cell will be activated completely. All right. So in the meantime, if you want, you can take a glass of water to you, or you can drink, or you can eat something.
Can I ask when this $500 is going to be back in my account?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just make sure you once it will be coming up. Once the security will be done, it will be getting inside your account. Nothing to be worried about, sir. And if you're going to log into your account again and again, the security will be getting messed up and we need to do the things again and again. So please do not log into your account again and again without my confirmation. So I am handing this call to the previous colleague one more time. You just simply talk to him or you just take a break for 5 minutes. So once I just got the confirmation, I'll let you know. All right. So please cooperate with me, sir. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. I do believe you had a word with the security officer and he explained you everything.
Yes, the attorney was just listening to him
too. All right. All right, sir. And as we are activating the security for you, make sure you do have charge on your phone, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's good. Now, just open up the Google one. I was providing you the
security. Yeah, pretty hard for me. I'm being at work, and I don't really have a charger at work, and because I'm concreting.
Okay, you can just do a thing, just connect the charger with your phone. And
I don't have a charger on me, mate.
Sorry, sir?
I don't have a phone charger on me, mate.
Okay, not an issue. And is it possible for you to connect the charger right now?
I cannot charge my phone anytime soon, mate. I'm out at work.
Okay, all right, sir. And I just do a thing, sir. You just open up the Google from your end. I was providing you the security, right? So it just so you should be able to see what are the securities we are giving you. Okay. I'm just open up the Google first of all.
Google's open, mate.
Pardon me?
I said Google is open. I mean Google.
Okay, now on the Google type the GIC, GEEK, GIC Cyber, GIC Cyber. Yes, only type GIC Cyber. It's GEEK Typer. GYPER. GIC Typer.
Just got it.
Tap on search.
Oh, wired up. Oh, yeah.
Have you tapped on search?
Oh, I'm just taking you off loudspeaker somehow. Is it GEEK?
Typer. Yes, just GIC Typer. Now tap on search.
SCP or just GIC Typer?
It's correct. You have typed in the correct thing. It's GIC Typer. Now tap on search. Now, can you see the first option, GIC Typer? Tap on it. Okay, yes. The security deactivated, sir. You need to open up the Zoho client once again. You just come back to the home screen first and open up the Zoho. We need to give you the new session key. Once you're on the Zoho Assist, please let me know.
Hey, mate, I'm in the session key, mate.
Yes, put the session key I'm giving you. It's
okay.
It's 812.
812.
243.
24 what?
It's 812, then 243.
Yep.
Then 5801.
5801.
Yeah.
Yep. 812 243 5801.
Yes, sir. Now tap on join station.
Yes.
Then start session. Then start broadcast. Yes. I hope you know how to do it now.
Yes, I've done this 15 times, I think, now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So actually the thing is that every session has a timer, right? So each and every session has 15 minutes timer. So which... What is your
says everything on your screen, including navigation, to be recorded and enabled, do not disturb.
You clicked on the wrong option. You just click the screen. What can you see on your screen at the moment now?
Right now it just says screen broadcast, assist client, start broadcast.
You just click on the cross. Do you see any cross sign?
There's no cross. No, it's just got enter session key again.
Okay, I'm giving you a new session. Don't click anywhere else apart from the options, okay? Put the session key. It's 4 5 7.
4 5 7.
2 3 6.
2 3 6.
1 5 2 6.
1 5 2 6.
Yes, now click on join session first of all.
Join.
Then click on start session.
Start session.
Then click on start broadcast.
Start broadcast.
Now just wait. Don't touch anywhere. Wait for a moment. Don't touch anywhere after clicking on start broadcast.
Doesn't start. That's what I mean. Nothing's happened. It just says everything on your screen, including notifications, will be recorded.
Will be recorded. Click on allow.
No, I can't. There's no allow, mate.
What can you see? This is start session.
I can see start broadcast.
Yes, click on start broadcast now. Have you done that? Have you clicked on start broadcast?
Yes, I have, and it just says screen broadcasting, live broadcast to assist client and stop 2-2. Invalid area of session. Open the assist client app and enter the session key to start session and enable screen share.
And it says, click on okay. Click on OK. And now what can you see?
It says the same thing, screen broadcast, assist client, start broadcast.
Yes, click on start broadcast now. And now what can you see?
Same thing's happening, mate.
What do you see?
Just come back up, screen broadcasting, live broadcast to assist client and stop due to invalidity of the session.
Okay, you just do a thing. You just close down this Zoho client from your recent. Do you know how to remove it from your recent? Just remove it from your recent.
Okay, or go to application here.
Yes, click on OK. Remove from the recent. Okay, remove from the recent and reopen the app.
I can't get out of anything, mate. It just says enter session key. I can't fucking go to my main screen or anything.
Okay, just put the enter session key. I'm giving you the session key. Don't do anything. It's 230.
230.
279.
779.
7716. 7716. Yes. Now join. Press on join. Yes.
Start session.
Now what can you see?
Start broadcast.
Yes, click on start broadcast now. After clicking on start broadcast, what do you see? Do you see the hazy background? Tap on the hazy background.
Got a hazy background this time, yes.
Yes, now click on the checkbox and click on allow.
Yes.
Yeah, now the server is connected to you. Now open up the Google. Come back to the home page, open up the Google.
Yes.
Alright, now this here there's an option. I will use it responsibly. Click on that.
What's it even say first?
Yes. Now click on I will use it responsibly.
Yes.
Alright. Now you can see a security level page has been given to you.
Yes.
Okay. Look at the right-hand side corner. There will be a file. It says script. Click on it.
Script.
Yeah.
Script. Yeah, on the bottom.
Yes. Click on that.
Script. Yes.
Now there will be an option. It says terminal. Click on terminal.
Yes.
Now after that, there will be a compiling nodes. A page will come up like that. There will be a security scanning will be going on. You see, there is a scanning is going on over there.
Yeah,
it's tough. Okay. Yes, this is our server providing the security updates. Okay. Don't close this page. Once you are done with the security, just look outside of that box. You will get to see security level 6. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes. So you're getting the security level 6. You just wait. Don't do anything. All right. Leave this page as it is. Once the security has been updated, I will let you know. All right. You just wait for a moment and I will get back to you, sir, within a while. All right. Don't do anything on your phone. Just give me a moment. I will get back to you within a while. And if you want to have a glass of water or if you want to eat something, you can have some. All right.
I'm actually really busy, to be honest. I can't stay on the phone for too much longer, mate.